Thank you for calling the Hera Electra Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that the case?
No. No.
No, you haven't? And you can attest to it?
No. No, I can't say that one more time, because my phone, I have you on speaker.
Oh, yes, that you haven't signed with anyone, and you can attest to that, right?
No, I haven't signed with anyone, no.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Now, was it yourself or a family member that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself.
Yourself, okay. And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
I'm very sorry to learn that. I'll be sure to help out as best as I can. Let me go on to this next section here real quick. What date were you diagnosed?
April 17, 2024.
Okay. Let me plug that in. April 17, 2024. And what state are you in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Philly.
Yeah. Yes.
It's cold there right now, right?
It's freezing. It's snowing. It's so cold.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was there not this last 4th of July, but the one prior, and it was, like, really hot and humid then, but I know that
it
gets cold in the winter.
It's really hot in the summer, but it's cold in the winter.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Let me go and plug that in. And then what was the facility that diagnosed you, the name of the hospital?
The name of the hospital is called University of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. And that's the one on Spruce Street?
Yes, 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA 19104.
Perfect. Thank you. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
His name was Dr. Julie Bennett.
Julie Bennett?
Jody, no, I'm going to spell it for you. D-R, Jody, J-O-D-I, B-E-N-E-T-T.
Okay, thank you. Let me plug him in. Looks like the middle initial is A, so I'll plug that in, and then I'll go to the next section here. And then just to confirm here, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Sure. On average, how many times a year would you say you use the hair relaxers?
I use it 5 to 6 times a year.
5 to 6. Okay. We'll put 5. And then let me plug this other area in. And then you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
yes, no. They tested me for, I wasn't diagnosed with breast cancer, but they did test me for it, but that was negative.
Okay. And then do you know anybody else that used the hair relaxers, any friends or family that also got sick or not really?
Not really.
Okay. Let me plug that in. And roughly around what year would you say you started using the hair relaxer?
2013.
Okay, let me plug that in. Give me 1 second. We're going to say 2013. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxers?
I stopped using it in April 2024 when I got diagnosed.
Okay, so you used it about 11 years or so, somewhere around there?
Yes. Yes, 11
now,
years.
Were you mostly using it at home or at the salon?
I was using them at the salon.
Okay. And then roughly, do you recall the brand that they used on you primarily?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay.
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, yes.
And then just to confirm, I know you used it for 11 years, so, you know, this question might sound silly for me to ask, but I'm just required to ask. Your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the products regularly for at least a year. Is that the case, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. And then what kind of treatments were you given? Well, was it chemo? Was it a surgery? Was it immunotherapy?
The treatment that I received the biopsy. I received the BRCA1, BRCA2. And they diagnosed me also with ovarian cancer. I already said that.
Right. And then were you given chemo or?
Yes. I was given the chemotherapy, immunity therapy. I had a hysterectomy as well.
A partial hysterectomy or a full?
I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
Was it a partial or a full hysterectomy?
Oh, it was a full hysterectomy.
Okay. And sounds like you went through a lot. So, again, sorry to hear that.
Yes. I went through a lot. Both of my ovaries was removed, my uterus and my cervix as well.
And roughly when did the chemo start, the date?
They started April 2024.
Okay. Like at the end of April or?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just put April 28th, 2024 as a placeholder date. But it was the same doctor that treated you as well, right, Bennett?
Say that again?
It was the same doctor that diagnosed and treated you. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me plug that in.
Oh, no. You repeat that?
So the same doctor that diagnosed you was also the one that treated you, or did you have a different doctor that to treat you?
No, it was a different doctor that treated me.
Oh, what was the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Fiona Simpkins.
Okay, I see her here. And at the same hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me plug that in. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then I have your name spelled out T-I-C-H-I-N-A. And then the last name I have M-C and then capital C-A-N-T, McCant?
McCant, yes.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name at gmail.com as your email.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. You didn't have to put in a number like some people.
Yeah.
and then your phone number I have, 267-271-0686.
Yes.
And what is your address?
1324 North 53rd Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Okay. Is there a unit or apartment number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. 2 more sections. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Let me put that there. And then the last section is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
03/17/1993.
You said March 17 of 1993?
Yes.
Okay. 1993. And then the social?
179-74-1906.
179-74-1906, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you an automated text message for a DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on where to click next. But that should be coming to you via text and email. Right now, you can open up either one.
Okay. I just opened up the email. Do I just click the link?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Okay.
And did it let you open it up okay?
Yes, I just did it. Just putting the initials and signing everything over.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you're a little more tech savvy than some of the people I speak with, so.
I'm real. When it comes to the phones and doing stuff like this, I'm really good at it.
Sure, perfect.
All right, what else? I'm finished. Oh, wait. There we go.
It should let you hit a yellow finish button once you're done. And I show you completed it correctly. So you're all set for now. In about a week or so, the firm should reach out to you directly to introduce themselves and then to double check what I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors. So their call will be shorter, but more important because they want to re-verify the spelling of everything before clearing you in their system. But other than that, you're all set for now, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay warm. Bye.
Mm-hmm.